the council encourages the three parties to go back to the African Union to resume negotiations under that umbrella in order to reach an agreement. It also urges the three parties not to have any unilateral steps in a way that might cripple the way to reach an agreement. It is also encourages the parties that negotiations should be bound with a specific and limited time frame there. So this is the main message that the council has made to the three countries today.
Well, this is what the council has resolved, but we have reports that Ethiopia is already in the process of filling the dam for the second year and has notified Sudan's government that beginning this month of July, Ethiopia is proceeding with filling the dam. That will affect any negotiations you might be planning, will it not?
This is something totally rejected by Sudan and rejected by Egypt. Ethiopia doesn't have to make the filling without agreement between the three parties. Because if you would like to fill according to your own wish and to operate the dam according to your own wish, then what is the benefit of having negotiations? What negotiations are about? So the three parties are negotiating in order to address the issue of the filling and to address the issue of the operation of the dam. This is all. This is of course a very big breach to the obligations of Ethiopia, which is totally rejected. We have been voiced out. We have voiced out our rejection to Ethiopia bilaterally. And then we brought this issue to the Security Council. And this is one of the latest developments that compelled Sudan and Egypt to bring the issue again to the Security Council. Unfortunately, Ethiopia doesn't have political will to reach an agreement. And it is very apparent that if you go for this filling unilaterally, that means you don't have the intention to reach an agreement with the two other riparian countries.
Now, for Sudan, it's not just the dam. Ethiopian-Sudanese relations have been deteriorating in recent months. You have the dam, you have a border dispute in eastern Sudan, and a refugee crisis. We have reports of military confrontations between Sudan and Ethiopia, and that Sudan has banned Ethiopia from flying its planes through Sudan's airspace. Can you confirm that?
Unfortunately, I'm not interested to talk about this. Actually, I prefer just to restrict my talking to the issue of the dam right now. But later, maybe I'm going to talk with more elaboration on the issue of the border between Sudan and Ethiopia and the bilateral relations between the two countries.
Egypt seems to be more angered by the dam than Sudan, and it reiterates that it maintains its right to defend Egypt's security and strategic interests, the Nile waters, basically. In case of Egypt deciding to go to war with Ethiopia, what would Sudan's position be?
I don't prefer to talk on behalf of Ethiopia or on behalf of Egypt right now, but let me tell you that the option of going to war is not now an option for Sudan. It's not an option. I believe that it's not an option for Egypt too. It's not an option for Ethiopia. So there is a keenness to just resort to negotiations in order to resolve the issue of the girl. That option is not now is not an alternative. Yeah, it's not on the table now. I don't believe that it's going to be one of the options that each of the three parties might go for.